And welcome to our show, Geeks Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. I'm your host, Bill, and we also have Anthony.
Hello, Bill.
Hi, and Anthony.
Listeners.
The listeners, the great listeners. And our great listeners can also reach out to us and contact us, ask us questions, all that jazz, at our email at geeksarewired@gmail.com. Or give us a phone call or text message at 801-896-GEEK or 801-896-4335. They also can help support us on Patreon, where they get access to the podcast early by going to patreon.com/geeksarewired. And blam, that's the intro.
I have that song stuck in my head now.
Oh. Well, for the listeners, what song is it?
The season 2 theme for Fall Guys. It's got like a, well, it's a medieval theme, but like it bops.
So since you brought it up, what is there? Have you played any of it yet?
No, I've only seen people play it.
So is there anything fun?
They just have new courses. Also, if you're on the PC, they apparently really, really crack down on the cheaters. So.
Yay!
So now we won't have the situation where we're playing fall ball and the other team turns on the cheater and helps us win.
That was fun.
I had that. I need to. I kind of want to post that video, but I'm sure there's lots of it. But otherwise, they have some new courses. They've changed the colors around on the courses. So, like, instead of, I think a lot of them before were like primarily green and orange or something like that, but now there's a lot of reds and blue, like reds and greens, and then oh, that's different. I don't think those balls look like that anyways.
They're gonna mount on the Dizzy Heights.
Yeah, and I don't know if they added it back in, but I know when season 2 first started that that jumping one where you had to jump over the pylon, the circly one. Yeah, I don't remember what it's called. It's the last one on the left now.
Oh, usually the last
jump
level?
Club. Yeah, they apparently had to take that out of rotation because whatever changes they did made the bottom one not speed up.
Oh.
So the only way to win was to just have it, like, either have everybody be knocked out slowly or just have it time out, which means a lot of people got crowns.
Ah.
Because if you time out, like, if you time out and there's more than one person there, well, I mean, there will be because you time out, then everybody who's left just gets a crown.
Well, those have been some cool pictures. All the crowns.
Yeah. But other new stuff. They have a new court. Actually, they have a couple, but the most interesting one is one where you have to basically, it's a lot of parkouring, and you push platforms around. They've changed a few of the seesaws to where, and like they all used to be like the same direction, but now some of them point north-south instead of just east-west, which is very annoying. Because if someone's just all the way on the other side, and everybody won't cooperate to try to get it back going the other way, you're not getting across until they all dump off.
Interesting.
Because there's no other side to go to, but
yeah, because it's either go forward, which everyone running forward is going to tip it down. Then yeah. The DoorDash,
DoorDash. I guess they did change it.
More medieval looking.
Different. That's different than what I even saw before.
It's like a little dragon. It gives you a big old X when you don't.
Oh, I did that before. Well, actually, no. It just made the noises.
You just saw everyone pile up in front of a door that didn't move.
Yeah. Keep going.
All right. The Jump Club. Egg Scramble?
No, not that one. That one's been
around. I never played that one, actually. Yeah, actually, that no, you played that one. I never played that one.
Oh.
I saw you play that one. Okay. I sucked at the game a lot. Rock and roll.
I haven't had this one come up that often. This is the one where there's three teams, and it's rock and roll, but there's three teams, and you push a ball down the side and try to get into the goal. I much prefer this over fall ball. I hate fall ball. Next one is the tail.
Oh, that's fall ball. Honestly, I'm not a big fan of fall ball.
I hate fall ball. Not this one.
Tail tag. And then tiptoe?
Tiptoe, no.
Oh, that's the one stay on the path. that everyone else is.
Yeah. Fall Mountain.
Different colored balls.
Yeah, they like I said, they changed up the colors. Like, see how there's a lot of like a lot more greens and blues.
And pinks.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pinks.
Actually, I think that's the old one. I don't know. Hexagon. I haven't seen that, so I don't know if they've changed it or not.
It looks the same. The entire concept of this level, it feels like, is just jump.
Yeah, like the strategy that a lot of people do is either just run, which is what I do, or you just hop slowly from each one, which is the preferred method, but for some reason I can't ever, like, my controller, for some reason, the A button doesn't, like, always register. So I usually end up falling. Like, I've never won this. Let's keep going.
That's the end of the list.
Really?
They're showing on their website.
Okay, so
let's see.
There's this one where it's kind of like, I think they call it Fall Wall or something like that.
Or unless there's, could be.
Oh, that might be it right there.
Oh.
Yeah, it's this one. So you're basically pushing platforms around to try to, like, get up to the next ledge. And each tier of, like, platforms, like you go up one, it's pretty easy to get up. You could almost reach it just by jumping. And then the next one is higher and higher and higher. And because you can push the platforms around, like, if you push the platform all the way over there, get up all the way to the top, while you're doing that, someone can get behind it and start pushing it back the other way.
Huh.
So you have to get back down and go back up. So I guess they have four new levels.
So there's a lot more you can mess with people,
yeah.
Especially if they're in front. Yeah.
Now, that one, it's pretty easy to, like, if you completely mess up a jump and, like, you're right at the end, you can usually recover pretty easily, like, if you're persistent. Whereas, like, in a wall dash, if you aren't, like, if you fall behind at the very last wall, you're not going to make it.
Well, it seems like there's some of those there.
Or if you just get unlucky on the avalanche of fall guy, of avalanche of jelly beans, and you just keep rolling for some reason, or you keep getting silly legged, you're not going to make it either. They have a Trello?
Yeah.
I guess that's how they track their issues. I didn't know that.
What? Yeah, there is their tracker.
Huh.
I know, that threw me off too. I was like, wait, what is this our show notes? They look pretty.
They look very pretty. You can definitely tell they pay for the premium service because they got a custom background.
You can have a custom background.
Can you now?
I thought you could. Now you gotta make me.
Because, I mean, I can set themes to mine, but you can't. I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Yeah. Because you can do photos, but you can't, like, make your own. You can't put your own on there, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can change colors and put photos and.
Without pain.
Yeah.
And you only get one butler.
Or really?
One, well, no. One butler. I mean, one power up.
For free. I didn't know you. What is a power up?
Power up is where you can have.
Just integrations, basically.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had that. I mean, it makes sense.
It's good for teams. It's good. You can. The only thing is, a lot of it I felt like was, especially with putting, like, calendar or some connections and integration, I'm like, I guess automation wouldn't be terrible, but I've obviously, me having my shortcuts to drop stuff in and just move things along as we talk. That's our show notes, people. It's all in Trello.
It's Trello. Seen behind the wall, the curtain. Yeah.
Curtain, the thing.
Yeah. We use that. We used to use Keep, didn't we?
Yes, Google until Keep. It people with iPhones, it would basically make it where they'd have to restart their phone and make the phone seat up. Keep was terrible on iPhones. Oh. Alex was the reason for that.
No, that makes sense. Like, I mean, that the fact that it's terrible doesn't make sense, but the reason for moving does.
Yeah.
But I've had Keep as long as I can remember, and I mean, granted, I don't use it that much anymore because it was only a shopping list, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just because, like, it would just automatically save and sync.
Mm.
And so if I left it open on my desktop when I went to the store, it'd still stay synced. Whereas some, like, a lot of shopping lists, one, they're just on your phone, which is good for most people, but
having the integration with other things is nice.
Yeah. Like, being able to modify it on your computer is nice because, like, if you're making a lot of stuff, like, adding it to the list, just typing on a real keyboard is just much nicer and faster.
And even with the assistants, that's the reason I use Keep. Oh, and I hated it when they got rid of it initially off of Google.
Yeah, they allowed it, and then they got rid of it, and then people made ways around it, and then they sort of kind of added it.
Oh, they added it. Well, they did, finally.
Yeah. It took them, like, 2 years to get it back on, though, didn't it?
It felt like it. Forever.
It took at least a year.
Yeah. And that's the thing is that our assistants have been around way shorter than we realize.
I don't know. Madame A has been around for at least 5 years.
It's really been that long?
I would say, like, Google it. Okay. Open up the Google engine and find out.
All right.
And Apple's assistant's been around since 2012. Not that that means much because it's still very dumb, but.
Well, come on. Cortana?
Let's not talk about Cortana.
The one that could have actually, like, won the everything. And I think, so Amazon's assistant with their shopping list, theirs is the problem where you can do it anywhere, but to look at your list, you need internet.
Oh, yeah.
So that was terrible.
You are 5 years ago. See? Told
wow.
you.
Wow.
And I remember it being, I think it was a lot of money. And it was this weird, like, little, like, trash can cylinder thingy.
Yeah.
And it had a really bad time of, like, even more so than now, like, it would just listen in randomly. Like, the assistants still do that now, just because they think you said it. Mm-hmm. But it was way worse then. Or, like, before, I think back then, like, now, if they notice that they're not being talked to, they'll just quietly stop. Whereas when it first came out, it was like, sorry, I didn't catch that. And it would do it very loud.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah, why did we start talking about assistants? Oh,
shopping lists and all that jazz. I guess Trello wouldn't be a terrible shopping list. You just need to.
No, it wouldn't be.
There's a lot of good ones out there, but yeah, definitely having an offline list.
Trello would be, like, overkill, though.
Yeah.
It'd be way overkill.
I know, but the thing is, like, Trello's also in a weird spot where it's, like, either too powerful for simple things or not powerful enough for complex things. And what people end up using it for and integrating it with, like, you definitely need to pay for a lot of the stuff. Because, like, with Fall Guys, this is their tracking bugs and
which
all that.
I'm surprised, actually, because I didn't think it would be complicated. Like, I didn't think it'd be powerful enough.
For an agile thing. And
but
I've heard a lot of people have used it for that, though.
They might actually have something tied into it, too. Like, there might be a Jira in the back end or something, and they might have it integrated.
There's people
way.
Who just use it as is.
Yeah, and I imagine you can.
And, like, you could do Slack for integration.
I mean, heck, the stuff like Rally, which is, I guess, technically, no, it's still called Rally, but it's owned by Broadcom now.
Oh.
Which, technically, it's still, like, as far as you can tell, it's not. It's still CA, I think. I think Broadcom hasn't taken it completely over yet. But really, like, for the place where I work, we use Rally, but since we've been using Kanbans lately, we really could just use Trello. Like, seriously. And in fact, I think it'd be better because Rally's added in a bunch of the Kanban stuff after the fact, and it's just super clunky.
They have some decent. So I was looking at their board.
Yeah.
Their Kanban board. They have some decent tags on it. Like, that if you can, that's the thing, is you could use.
Yeah, the tags are cool. Like, I like being able to add the colors, especially if you know the colors, like, right offhand.
And if you define that stuff and force everyone to do those type of things. Mm-hmm. Nice thing also about colors versus, like, words that are on it is the colors you just, like you're saying, if you know it, it's just da-da-da, I know this stuff. Like, I also know the priority of this stuff.
This is going to be annoying. I have a Kanban that I used to use a lot for work. It's called crap to do, but I use another word for crap. And I do have colors on there too for that very reason.
Mm.
Like red means like get to it, bud.
Yeah.
Whereas like green or blue means when you can. I don't use it that much anymore though. Because lots of reasons. I usually forget. But.
And I think I was using it for like personal growth or mental something for a while.
Like there's lots of stuff. Like I also have a board called, I think it's Ideas and Thoughts. And I made a Apple shortcut to use their RESTful APIs to just add stuff to it automatically. Like I wasn't even using the share functionality because I don't think that's exposed to shortcuts. Whereas shortcuts, since you can just do web requests and Trello just supports that out of the box, you can just push something on there. That's kind of neat, actually. I need to get back into using this. There's a lot of stuff on here.
There is. I just...
Like, I mean, there's a lot of stuff on this board that I'm looking at, which I just have let sit.
Oh, my board is totally...
Oh, look, Hotfix October. I like all their labels.
Yeah. Read first. Suggestions. Known issues. Yeah. This works, but there's workarounds.
Oh, that's so cool.
I like this. Desync between slime and elimination on slime climb. The workaround. Don't hang out at the end of the round. If you get to the finish line, finish.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that, actually. If you... So a lot of people will just sit there and either like try to push people off, which...
Griff people or...
It's
grief.
Fine.
Yeah.
Like that happens. But a lot of them will just sit there in a moat. Mm-hmm. And I've actually seen people not finish because of that. Like I thought it was because they were timing out, but it sounds like the... Hey, there you go. Where'd you find that?
It was in the cord.
Oh, man.
Wow, that is impressive. Well, sorry, we were looking for a plug earlier, and it was just hanging out in my cord wrapped up.
Quarter inch to 3.5 millimeter, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, it's like, I guess it sounds like that the slime just actually catches up to them, and they can't see it because it's desynced.
Ah.
If I'm reading that defect right.
Makes sense.
I like their workaround, though, because it's the workaround that, like, doesn't even really apply to the people fixing it because it's the end user that has the problem. But
that's the other thing is that we can see this.
Yeah. But I didn't know it was a thing. So
true.
That said, I didn't really look for it. Like I didn't look for their bug tracker.
Yeah. Well, I never really look at, you know, people's bug trackers before.
I don't either. There was another project that I was looking at. I don't remember what it was, but they also used Trello, which surprised me. And I feel like it was something that was pretty up there. What was it?
I don't know. Usually you look into Trello and go like, or do the stuff and be like, oh yeah, why should I do certain things? Let's see. Let's go to home.
How much is it
to
upgrade?
Oh, I guess we could look at that.
Since we've been talking about it, we may as well.
And see the actual investment costs. Upgrades. I think I had it. That's the other thing. Is also we had an upgrade for a while because I invited you all on, and that gets you a free month.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I actually had stuff, but I never really used them, so I didn't care.
So I saw Gmail on there, and it got me thinking. Completely unrelated. While you're looking for how much it costs, if they were to change stuff to where they just suddenly locked it down. Or they just shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
What would I do?
Oh, like with Gmail?
Yeah, because I haven't had to think about an email provider for, 12, 14 years? Because it's always, like, Gmail's always just been there.
So there is...
As low as $10 per user per month.
I feel like there was just a general one, like you just had the board.
Well, yeah, you're looking at business class.
Yeah.
And you don't have a team made.
What?
Because you just have the board. I think you can make teams for free.
Yes, I actually have a team.
And then that team can have just boards associated to it, right?
Yes.
Oh, hey, you're... The Fall Guys thing's showing up on your recently viewed boards. That's cool.
Yeah.
I wonder if mine shows that. My Apple Pencil battery's low, guys.
Oh, no. Apparently, I don't remember it being this complicated. So... Go unlimited with business class. Apparently, I have to do business class. So it is now not a per board, but it is a per user.
Yeah, you're right. They only have three tiers.
I found
free,
it.
Business, and enterprise.
Oh, and that $10 a month is if you pay annually.
Yeah, otherwise it's $12.50 per month.
Yeah, they used to have, like, just a free board with all that.
Yeah, and you have to pay for the, like, to get the custom backgrounds and stickers, you have to at least have the business class. I swear there's more. Oh, there's also non-profit and educational discounts.
Well, no, they used to even have just, like, a general board. That's what I had is I had upgrades for our board.
Holy crap.
Way back when.
For a non-profit, there's a 75% discount.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense, but there's also a lot of fine print.
Yes.
But it's not really fine print. Like it says the fine print, but it's in bold letters and, like, very prominent.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, I'm not complaining. It's just ironic.
Let's see. Because I have Mise en Place. Wow.
Ooh. That's pretty.
Yep.
What is this?
This is my, like, it's called Mise en Place. Everything in place. It's supposed to go through, like, throughout the day. So you put everything on input, and then you move things in. So what am I doing today? What am I doing tomorrow? What am I doing next week? What's done?
When's the last time you touched this board?
About 10 seconds ago.
Oh. Okay, because
before that, it's probably been like 2 years.
Oh, okay. I was like, because you sounded like you haven't visited this in a while.
No, 10 seconds ago was literally in the podcast.
Okay. That's not what I was asking.
I know.
You mean you're technically not wrong, but you're also...
I think I've put stuff on this board to like, hey, I'll come back to this one day.
That's like my ideas and thoughts.
Because
so this is a to-do list basically for you.
Well, I have that one, and then I have, like, mind mapping techniques, which is also another one. Like, Fall Guys is on this.
Why?
I don't know. Literally. Oh, I think I ended up, like, adding it. Did I add the wrong list to the boards?
I'm sure.
There's a chance on that. No, I added the right one. I must have. And I think I've done that, too, by having too many boards.
Yeah, you got a lot of boards. I have, like, five, and I could really get rid of, like, all but two of them. Okay, I lied. I can't get rid of the podcast one because it's not mine.
Yeah, yes. You can always, like,
I still have the welcome board. Well, that's going away. Okay, it's not going away because I can't figure it out, and I don't want to take the time. Anyways, Fall Guys, fun.
Yeah.
I'm kind of wanting to play it, but. We got to do this. So, what's next?
Well,
since we weren't planning to talk about that to begin
with. Yeah, we weren't planning on talking about that at all.
We could talk about Among Us.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about Among Us.
Yeah, I haven't played Among Us.
That's fun, but I don't want to play with randos, so I haven't really played it. I've only seen people play it. It's very entertaining to watch people play it, though.
It's all over the Tic Tacs and the
I imagine the memes for it are crazy. Like, because it's just so funny. Like, I guess we'll talk about it a little bit. Because, like, with the people I've been watching, it's like a streaming group.
Yeah.
And so when it's the shh part where you have to be quiet.
Yeah.
They mute them, like they have a Discord call, but they deafen themselves and mute themselves so they can't hear anybody. And then because they're recording at the same time, they're still picking up the mic audio. It's just no one else can hear it. And so you can, like, they'll switch between people and they'll have the audio overlaid. So, like, if someone's following behind someone, they'll be like, oh, no, he's going to kill me. He's going to kill me. He's going to go. Or they really will kill them. And then after that, like, they will end up joining, like, a separate call for the ghost people.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ghost people can talk. But they're the only ones that can talk. And then whenever they get around to the discussion round, when someone reports it or they hit the emergency meeting button.
Mm-hmm.
Then they all can talk, except for the ghost people, because they're dead. But you'll still sometimes hear the ghost people say stuff because they're responding to what the alive people are saying. They just can't hear them.
Yeah.
Like, they're responding because they know that they can't. They're just, like, angry or annoyed because they got killed.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a fun game. And like, if you're good at shenanigans, this is, like being the imposter's fun for you. Or like if you have a team of people, like even it, like, because I've seen people like play together, and even like they'll be teamed up but they won't be in a call together, they just kind of just play off of each other.
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of fun. Like, yeah, it's a really fun game, but it's kind of funny how it exploded too. Like, if it weren't for the what's going on right now, it wouldn't have been, it wouldn't have exploded like this, because originally it was meant to be played locally, which is weird because it can have, like, you're meant to play with up to, like, 10 people. But, and because it exploded, like, their online infrastructure, like, it wasn't really optimized for huge, like, massive, like, people, like, a massive amount of people playing it.
Yeah.
And so I think when it first started exploding, it, like, really was, like, what's the word I'm looking for here? There was connection issues, basically.
Yeah.
So. But they've been focusing on updating it and stuff. And you can get, like, little pets or other stuff. And you can get, like, hats. Like
Brain Slug?
Yeah. And there was a screenshot up there in the Steam one where, like, as they were executing someone, they had a thing
on their
head. They had a person on their head. Yeah, the Brain Slug. And then you can also get stuff that goes, like, you can get, like, the captain's hat, I guess that's what it is. That's what it looks like, at least. But then, yeah, you can get pets. There's, like, a hamster and a ball. There's a little doggy. Or you can get, like, a little version of yourself. But, yeah. He's fun.
I think I saw the little version when I was looking at the, watching some of the play.
Yeah. Like, I think that's, I don't know if that's one you can, like, I don't know how much, you, like, if you have to pay to get all of these, or if you just unlock them over time. And I think you have to pay to get some of them.
Yeah. Extra couple dollars here, an extra couple dollars there.
Yeah. Like, it's purely cosmetic. There's no pay to win here. But it's fun. There can be more than one imposter, too.
What?
You can add, like, it depends on who's hosting it, on how many they set it to, but usually, I think if you had 10 people, I think most people usually do two imposters.
So you're saying I got to get the game for a bunch of friends, and then we all play.
Yeah. I mean, like I was mentioning, you can play with randos, but
it's more fun to play with a bunch of friends.
Mm-hmm. And you can watch them try to BS or
malarkey.
Like, if they are, like, if the person's the imposter and someone accuses them, they have to lie their way out of it, basically. Some people are really good at it, some people suck. Like, I think I would be bad at it, personally. Because, like, I was watching someone, and usually, like, their way of knowing that someone's lying, or the way you can tell that that person was lying, is they just start talking really fast for some reason. Like, they're doing a really good job of explaining what they were theoretically doing, but their tempo just, like, sped up, like, 150 to 200%, and people caught on to that immediately. Others, like, when they're lying, their voice goes high-pitched, or the amount their of detail. Story is just way too detailed. Because most people don't remember exactly, they don't remember that much detail.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do, but most of the time you don't, so.
And I think, can't you also, set traps in this? So, somebody gets killed, but you're standing with the group, which means wasn't
no,
me.
No, I don't think so. I think you always have to be up close to them. What's also, in the main map, which is a spaceship, I think, there's one task where you're basic, I think it's a room called admin, but you're basically trying to swipe a card to, sign in or something like that, and you can get bad reads and stuff like that, so it's just, random on whenever it finally accepts it, but a lot of people will go there when it first starts, and then if they're all layered on top of each other, you can kill someone, and then no one knows who did it.
Yeah.
So that's a really easy way to basically get away with murder. So, fun. I think I've said all I can about this.
Okay.
There's more than I thought I would be able to say.
Well, there's links in the show notes.
You can get it on the App Store?
Yeah.
That's okay. I don't like Apple. I don't like...
Well, then you should come to the
Droid Army. I don't like phone games, basically, really. That's what I was trying to say.
That's why you should get the...
No.
Apple Max Pro.
No, I'm not paying that much money for it. I'm really, really debating on getting the iPhone 12 mini. Because I really want,
But do you want a good camera?
I mean, it has a good camera still.
It's an okay camera.
It'll be better than the one I have on my old 8
you have
Plus.
Don't you have a zoom on yours?
No.
You don't have a zoom?
I only have two cameras.
Doesn't mean there's no zoom.
I mean, there's, I can digitally zoom in. There's no optical zoom.
No, digital zoom is not a thing. No. No. Just take a photo. Put it on your computer and crop it. That's the exact same thing as digital zoom.
Yes and no. Yes, unless they have some software on there to make it better.
Okay.
And Apple does have a little bit of that.
Well, how about this then? Take it, put it on your computer through Adobe, and have it crop it.
I can't pay for Adobe. I don't have that kind of money.
Then put it on Corel. Found out Corel. Remember Corel?
The name sounds familiar, but I don't know why.
They were the big old competitor against Microsoft for, their WordPress.
Oh, WordPerfect?
Yeah, WordPerfect.
Oh, okay, that's why.
They're still around, and now they're apparently trying to make... They've been making some software to compete against Adobe.
Is it because they... their WordPerfect thing never... Okay.
I wouldn't say it never took off. They just never really charged for it, and they were like...
They didn't charge for it?
It was... Well, you were able to get WordPerfect for free.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was just really cheap. I know I had WordPerfect on my home computer, and the default file format for that was WordPerfect, and if you took it to school to try to work on it, they had Microsoft Windows, or not Windows. They had Microsoft Word, and it couldn't open it, and then you
had to tell Corel to export it into a Word format.
I mean, yes, but you had to go home to do that.
Ah.
And then, because this was before, this is back with floppy drives or zip disks.
Zip disks.
I never used zip disks.
I had zip disks.
I did use a floppy drive, a floppy disk.
How big was your floppy disk?
It wasn't the floppy kind.
It was only 3 1/4.
It was the one. It was the 3 1/4, 1.25 megabyte ones.
Or is it 5 1/4 and 3.5? Might be 3.5. 3.5 and 5 1/4.
All I know is I had floppy disks are called floppy disks because they used to be floppy. I think they only... I don't know why they put the hard shell around it. I think it was just to keep it... Well, obviously, to make it more durable, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, storage media used to be weird.
Okay, yeah, it was. It's 5 1/4 and 3.5. I never used the 8-inch ones.
They had 8-inch?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
OG.
What?
OG.
OG. Original. Oh, original. Got it.
Yeah, original. Original floppy disks.
So they had zip disks. They also had... I don't know. They're like, the 90s had some weird storage formats. Like, they had a backup solution that backed up to VHS. Well, like, it was like a tape drive, but with VHS.
Okay, that predates floppy.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not saying that the technology doesn't. It's just the technology for the home that was actually, like, pretty... Okay, I'm not going to say popular, but more popular.
I'm going to counter yours with something that...
That's fine. I'm not saying you're wrong.
The Commodore 64.
Okay, no. That cassette.
Yes.
I'm talking VHS. I know it's the same idea.
Okay, you're right.
Actually...
It's the same technology.
It's the same idea, but they actually... I think they encoded it onto the video channel, actually, in the for the VHS. Because you can actually, like, watch it. I mean, it's just a bunch,
it's
like
you
it's
could
basically
listen.
A very compact QR code for every frame. And then I think there's some, like, redundancy bits on the sides for error checking. It didn't catch on very good because VHS tapes aren't very good, but...
Yeah.
It stored a lot, really, for the time. I think a couple of gigs, which
but
back then was a lot.
But you have to go to that spot on the tape.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's like storage backups now, like tape storage backups. They still do them. Like,
I know. Because they're still cheap and they're good
enough.
Well,
they're cheap and they're like, they last enough. Like,
yeah.
For if you need periodic backups and you need to keep them, tape's good.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't need to randomly seek to it. It's all sequential. Yeah. Because if you do have to back up to it, you're just going to take the entire thing usually.
Mm-hmm.
There might be cases where you like randomly take some stuff every once in a while, but you generally, it's all or nothing.
I want to say there was like a competitor to iOmega's, I think it was iOmega Zip, or was it iOzip?
It was iOmega.
iOmega?
They also had like these little tiny zip, like zip drives.
The Jazz Drive.
Yeah, Jazz Drive. It's also iOmega.
Was that? I thought that was another company.
Nope. Okay. I don't know if they bought them or not. This didn't take off though, and I think this and ZipDisc are what kind of made iOmega go under.
So I had seen and worked with the Jazz Drives, but the ZipDisc is what I had used.
I think the Jazz Drives also didn't take off because because they're optical based, aren't they? I don't know. I think the drives, like the discs themselves were good, like the storage media. It was the drives that failed a lot.
Really?
I think.
Maybe I just got lucky. Maybe it's just that's the way of my technology.
Unless I'm thinking of another storage media. Because there's a channel called LGR and he does stuff like Oddware.
Yeah.
And he also does basically a history of certain company. Like he'll pick a company and it's usually companies that were like very well known and then they just went into oblivion. Like you'd barely hear of them or they don't exist anymore.
So I think Jazz was the later one because it could, and it was a magnetic cartridge.
Oh,
but it, was it? Yeah, but it could go up to a gig.
Oh.
While Zip was like, I think 250 was the top.
They made, okay, I think that was, like, well, look it up, but I'm pretty sure that was the common size, but I'm pretty sure they had other stuff after the fact. It just wasn't for Zip. You had to have the upgraded drive, though, and I don't think it was
honestly, if common. You wanted to go from the 100 to the 250, you had to have a different drive, too. Like it was like with a lot of technology. So you could put a 100 and a 250 drive, but you couldn't put the 250 and the 100 drives.
Yeah, and it was like that with floppy disks, too. Because you had single density, you had dual density,
yeah.
You had like 725K or something like that, and then you had some that were bigger than 1.25 megabytes, and it was a mess.
Forgot about a lot of that.
It's also like how CD drives and DVDs, or CDs and DVDs aren't the same, even though they look the same. Like, you need special... Now you can use a CD, like, if you have a DVD drive, it's a CD drive, too.
Yeah.
But I don't think that was always the case, at least when CDs or DVDs first came out.
You were right. It finished up at 750.
Yeah.
I was burning disc by that point.
What time? What year did 750 come out?
750 later.
Yeah, it's probably going to be hard to find. I don't know. I didn't really I didn't start burning discs until 2006, 2005.
Wow.
I'm a youngin'. We also didn't have a CD burner until then. No, we did. No, never mind. I think we had a CD burner in like 2002 or 3. Yeah.
They were durable too.
The zip drives?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought people had issues with the, like them randomly like going blank.
Okay. Well, again, me and my technology, I just apparently have the luck then, because I think I even had one accidentally go through a washer. Yeah. They fit in pockets really well too. Just like jump drives.
Yeah. I remember those USB drives.
Oh, there were 500 megs also. So they did go past the 250 decently.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I had a CD, writing on CDs, and I was definitely making mixed CDs in 2001.
Oh, you were making mixtapes? Okay.
CDs. I was making mixtapes back in like 1980 or something.
Did they have LightScribe back then? Do you know what LightScribe is?
Yeah.
Okay. I had a LightScribe burner in my first laptop I got.
Mm-hmm.
Never used it because I never had any LightScribe discs.
I did have, I forgot, that's HP's, wasn't it?
I think they...
Where you could like burn?
I think they were, yeah, basically yeah. You can burn the other side. Like they use a laser to etch in a design on the disc. And you can do some pretty cool designs with it. I just never had any CDs that were capable of it.
When I think I got the drive, and it came with a couple, and I never thought of anything cool enough, I ended up getting my hands on a printer or a package that you could print onto mm-hmm. the disc, and then you just stick those stickers on it.
Yeah, and that means you can get color and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but
it also had thickness. You had to be careful because you feed those into like your cars. It'll spit it out just a little bit, and you have to grab it and pull it out the rest of the way out.
Mm-hmm. Or it won't work at all.
Yeah.
Or it just gets jammed, and you don't have a CD player anymore.
No, you just have a CD, because it usually ate it back up. So you're permanently stuck with that one CD for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. Because I know, like, the slot-loading drives for Macs, they had a way to forcibly eject it. Like, most... Okay, maybe not now, but a lot of the older CD drives, there's like a little pinhole that you can push in to make it force eject the CD.
Yeah.
You can do that on slot loading, at least with the Mac ones. I don't know that they're all like that, and I don't think CD drives now have that whole access hole.
You have a CD drive? You have a CD drive?
I have so many. I also have a Blu-ray drive. It's red Blu-rays never.
Yeah.
And I think I've only used it to rip CDs.
I have a Blu-ray drive, and my Xbox is doing amazing, I have to admit.
Yeah, I mostly got the Blu-ray drive because I wanted to burn stuff. Like, I have Blu-rays to burn, just never did.
I actually never got my hands on a Blu-ray burner. I don't know, I was like, eh.
They're cheap now.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
They're not that much money.
I remember when CD burners ended up... When they were trying to make it to burn faster, the laser was so hot, it actually burned through the crystal. So you got like a good 5 burns off of you. It's like a 50x burner. You got like a good 5 burns if you were lucky, and then you destroyed your disk drive.
Hmm. I know they got like... I think the highest they got like for physical, like standard writing was like 52 times. And by then, it sounds like it's going to take off. And I think a lot of the CDs shattered while they were spinning that fast. They were able to get, I think, up to like 72 times or a little higher. But that's using interesting like algorithms to write it with.
Yeah.
Because you're not writing it the standard way. I think you're the angular velocity, I think, on that one's different. Like it varies instead of, or it's constant. They do it in some way to where it made it faster. I don't know how, but yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Old storage, actually.
So actually, the nice thing about that's physical.
What?
They burn. You're burning it, onto your CDs and DVDs.
Yeah.
So, stuff. It's like electromagnetic pulses or something like that.
You can still destroy CDs pretty easily.
But they would survive past tape. Tape is a magnet.
It depends.
And floppy disks are magnetic.
Actually, they're showing that burnt CDs usually probably won't last more than 10 to 20 years.
Ah.
At least the crappier ones.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they work, but you start getting a lot of data rot, basically, or bit rot. And if it gets so far, the data is usually unreadable. And if the file table gets corrupted too bad, the data could be there, but yeah, you won't be able to access it. You basically have to use a data or a file recoverer to get it back, and then it has to construct the file or the file table itself. It takes a while to do that.
Yeah.
I've had to do it before. Because for whatever reason, the partition table decided to go bye-bye.
Oh, and that 50X, I was remembering it. That was 99.
Did you have one?
No, I just knew it was happening. Oh. And I think those things were like $500 for just the drive.
Yeah, no, stuff like CD, like, I think, I'm kind of, come on.
Curse you, magnets.
Magnets. What does it mean?
Huh?
What does it mean? Magnets. How do they work?
Magnets?
Magnets, how do they work?
I don't know.
It's ICP.
Oh.
They're magic, don't worry.
Whatever. what was I going on? Oh, I think when CD burners first came out, they were hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, like when they first came out.
Well, that's the way technology all works. Comes out, it's really expensive, it lowers in price.
Yeah, I guess when Blu-ray drives first came out, or the Blu-ray players, like, okay, no, this is fact. Getting the PS3 was cheaper than getting a Blu-ray.
And it was the best Blu-ray player because Blu-rays needed to download stuff and they had a large enough storage, so it actually compensated for any of the extra stuff that the Blu-ray needed.
Yeah, and Sony was banking on that too.
Yeah.
Which is why they sold them. And then there is HD DVD.
Honestly, I was more supporting them with Microsoft, but Microsoft does what Microsoft does. And it wasn't a keyboard, it wasn't a mouse, it wasn't the Xbox, and it wasn't Windows, and it wasn't Office. So they let it go.
Well, they had HD DVD drives for the Xbox.
No, but it was Microsoft, yeah.
Yeah.
But then they just decided to lose. And also, Sony decided to not lose this battle like they did with Betamax.
And Minidisc, at least in the U.S.
Oh, yeah. Well, technically Betamax in the U.S. too. Betamax is more popular in some other countries.
Yeah, because... Yeah. Sony's... Okay, I'm not going to say Sony's interesting. Sony of America is interesting.
Yes.
Because they're too worried about people copying. Because... Like Minidisc, one of its good benefits was you had basically a CD burner for cheap. Because most of the players were recorders. You can get players that were just players. But like if you look for the Minidisc players on eBay, most of them, like, you can find a couple of players. And usually you only got them because they were thinner and lighter. So, but the majority of them, and the one that I got recently, is a recorder too. And you usually recorded through it optically, so it was only like 1x, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But later on, they were able to be encoded, and then basically you were accessing it at like a drive at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It's just cool.
Yeah.
And it stored like. Yeah. I had a thing for mini discs for a couple of months a while back.
Yeah, you talked about the podcast.
I did?
Yeah. About when you got it.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it. It's still sitting on my table. I even burned some like mini discs on it. Oh, and they were recordable too.
You have mixed discs?
No, well, okay. Because they can store, depending on the encoding you chose, they can store like a couple of CDs worth. Like I think I fit like 4 CDs onto one. And granted, they're like, what, 3 inches in diameter, yeah, something like that, which is small.
Yeah.
And I fit like a bunch of Simple Plan on there, some Good Charlotte. Like it was older stuff. Then I had another one that was like electronical music. Mm-hmm. Like I think I had the artist, it's Jenkins something. Shoot. Anyways, it had that on there, and then I think I had another one that had like Lee and Lee on there. Amanda Lee, which is a YouTuber, Patreon person, a bopper.
Nice.
But yeah, those never got listened to.
Yeah.
The only one I listened to, I think, was the Simple Plan and Good Charlotte one.
It's kind of like when you find your old iPod just like that. You're like, this thing stores. And then you're like.
So I used my old iPod all the way up until it got stolen at my Jeep.
Ah.
I missed that thing. They also ruined the USB port on that on my deck, sucks, too.
Because they just yanked it.
Well, because it was plugged into the back, because that's the only spot where the USB port was on that deck.
Yeah.
And so when they yanked on it, they like. Actually, I don't think it ruined it. It just made it to where plugging stuff in was very hard.
Mm.
And they did it while I was making their food.
Aww.
Because it happened at Jack in the Box.
Aww.
And people suck.
Sometimes.
Yeah. We didn't talk about anything we were going to talk about.
Nope. That's all right.
Yeah.
It was fun talking about old technology, evolution, fun stuff. Now we should do the famous last words. Do you have any?
What the crap? Sorry, I caught something on there. Look at your floppy disk images thing.
Yes, I saw. I've been.
It's an SD card. Yeah. Why?
Why not?
I'm pretty sure that's not real. Or it's real because it's there, but I don't think it's a thing.
It's photoshopped. Yeah, you wouldn't be able to read it.
There's no way. There's no way you could read that.
It's not the way. It's not how the Force works.
It doesn't. I don't have any famous last words. That just threw me off.
So, my famous last words. I wanted to let you know. They learned the hard way. If you buy a watch that says you can swim with it, it only applies if you could already swim without it.
Yeah.